The views expressed are not necessarily those of KSCJ and Powell Broadcasting Company. This program is not intended to replace the advice of doctors or other clinical providers. Consult with your practitioner to ensure the proper course of action for you.
Welcome to When Things Aren't Going Well on AM 1360, FM 94.9, KSCJ. This program is dedicated to your mental health wellness and brought to you by Family Services, a United Way partner agency. Here's your host, Art Silva.
Good morning, Siouxland. Welcome to When Things Aren't Going Well. This show is dedicated to your mental wellness and how you can help yourself navigate the daily highway of life. We hope to educate and motivate you to help improve your mental wellness environment. I'm Art Silva, and our show is brought to you by Family Services, a United Way partner agency serving the Siouxland community. Joining me today is my colleague and co-host, Brenda Geisinger, Chief Operating Officer at Boys and Girls Home and Family Services. Good morning, Brenda.
Good morning.
And how are you this morning?
I'm good, and you?
Let me check. Ten fingers, ten toes. I'm okay. I got all the pots, so here we go. Well, Brenda, it's back to school, Mom.
Amen.
Would you please introduce today's guest and topic?
Christy Spicer is with us today. She's a family service therapist and also a certified play therapist. Welcome, Christy.
Good morning.
Morning, Christy. Welcome to the show, and thank you for joining us. We have a great topic today on going back to school, whether it be school or college. So let's get busy.
Yeah. So the kids are getting ready to go back to school. Parents are getting ready for their children to head back to school. And, you know, I think there's every start of a school year is something new for kids and for parents. But, you know, I really think about kind of those first times, you know, the start of preschool or kindergarten. Sometimes middle school is a big deal for some families. Sometimes high school is a big deal for some families. And then that, you know, off to college or trade school or whatever kids are going to do after high school. I guess they're not kids anymore then, are they? They're adults, right? Whatever those folks are doing kind of after high school too, those are big times in a person's life. And so just recognizing that.
Well, I remember looking back, start of school was a new pencil box, a new lunch box. You got new clothes and shoes and stuff like that. And you went off to school and it was a different time then. So talking about going off to school today and getting our kids ready, regardless of the child's age, what's important for us to do for them?
You know, I think it's good to be talking about the upcoming changes and to just, you know, acknowledge that they might have some different feelings about it. And sometimes those are nervous feelings, excited feelings, you know, those kinds of things. If you know what it's going to be like for them, sharing that information is always helpful as much as you know. And then, you know, really focusing on the positives, right, of, you know, what the experience will be like for them, regardless of their age, is really good. And planning out, you know, when are we going to reconnect with each other? You know, for little kids, it's you're going to go to school, you'll have lunch, you'll do whatever, and then I will pick you up, right? Kind of a thing. So they know what their day is going to be. For college, you know, kids, if they're going off to live on their own or on their own-ish, if they're in campus housing. Yeah. You know, when do you anticipate having phone calls or seeing each other the next time? I think it's just good to kind of have a little bit of a plan because it can be kind of scary for, you know, those kids. It's, you know, they when are you going to come back and see me again? Especially if it's a child that is starting preschool or kindergarten and was home with a parent, you know, didn't really have that daycare experience prior to that, they may need some extra reassurance that you will come back after a period of time.
So there's a little preparation involved for preschool and I think we all think back in elementary school, the first day of school, and that was first grade. At least my era was first grade was really the first day of school. And getting dropped off, and then I remember dropping my son off on his first day of school. And my wife couldn't be there that day. And she was so disappointed that I couldn't take enough pictures. And I didn't do it right. But you know, I should have watched this. I think there was more anxiety in her on his first day of school than his. Mm-hmm. So I think parents can project a little bit of anxiety and a little bit of concern, and that filters down to the kid. But I think kids are so resilient. You just got to push them in there and let them be part of the beehive. Mm-hmm. And they'll find a way around to make it work. So, Brenda, we have children in residency, and we have a school, and they're just completing, I think, their second term of summer school.
Correct. That's correct.
So they're going to get a little time off, and then they'll be back into the classroom.
That's right. I think the other piece with school and children is sometimes school can be not such a pleasant experience. Maybe they were bullied by friends, or they had a rough academic year, or they feel really behind, or they just struggle learning. And so to really talk about that, ease their anxiety, what's the plan, and what worked last year and what can work differently this year. And then also doing, you know, when my kids were little, they loved to stay up late in the summer. So changing that sleep schedule and get that going. You can't the night before say, oh, we got to go to bed now because you have early morning. You have to kind of ease into that. So there's little things, but it's that constant attention to a transition and getting kids ready, whether they're scared or happy to be going back. Excuse me. It's really about that transition and preparing for it.
Well, I think one of the biggest adventures can be the bus ride. You know, some kids will get dropped off at school, get walked to school, but a lot of kids take the bus. And the bus can be exciting. The bus can be fun. The bus, I'll tell you, have you had any experiences with kids on buses, either missing a bus, getting on the bus, or?
You mean my own experiences?
Yes,
with that? Because I was a bus kid growing up. And yes.
Yours too, Christy. That's how I got my homework done.
You know, and I think that that's another thing to prepare kids for, because, you know, you get to go to open house before school starts, right? They get to meet their teacher. They get to see where their desk is and their locker, and if there is a locker, right? They get to learn all of these things. But the bus is going to show up wherever the bus shows up to take them to school, and then they're going to get on that bus. Right. So it's another thing to just talk with them about and share as much information as you can. Because I know when I was young and getting on the bus, I was a farm kid. And so there were high school kids on that bus. So there was high school and middle school and elementary. Like, it was the whole K-12 experience on that bus. And so I don't remember if my parents told me that or not, but I think it's good to be talking about that there will be older kids. My parents knew who the bus driver was ahead of time, so I was able to share, your bus driver's name is this, right? So if you know that stuff, that can be really helpful to share too.
I think it's also kind of, again, with my own children, I reminded them when they were older to help the younger kids. And remind them, remember when you were in kindergarten and you were scared getting on that bus? If you see someone, say hi, reach out to them. So again, teaching that community aspect of being on a bus and taking care of the little ones as well.
Yeah, it's a real good point. We look out for each other. I'm Art Silver, along with my co-host, Brenda Geisinger, and our guest, licensed clinical therapist, Christy Spicer, and you're listening to When Things Aren't Going Well. So we're talking about back to the new school year, and okay, moms, I'm going to lay it on you two ladies right now. I'm just going to say this. Try not to cry. Okay? at dropping them off and on the ride home. Okay? Try not to cry. Can you give us some advice in that area?
Well, I think it's this idea of how do you want your kids to approach a situation, right? We had talked about that a little bit earlier. And, you know, if you're really upset, they're more likely to be like, oh my gosh, if my mom thinks this is a big deal or my dad thinks this is a big deal, this must be a big deal. Whereas if you are like, I'm happy for you, you get to go do this. But also knowing your kids, and sometimes you might need to keep your emotions pretty low key if you have a child that, you know, really is really in tune with you, you might have to think about that. And then know that you can then take care of yourself afterwards. So you drop if you're dropping your child off and you like hold it together, do the quick drop off. It's better for everybody. If you can sort of say, you're going to have a great day, I'll see you tonight, right? Reassuring that reconnection is going to happen, off they go. And then if you need to have your cry or whatever after that, you can do that at that time. And I think it's important too to then know what you need as a parent after that drop off, after your child's going off that first time. Are you going to be able to go to work that day? Do you need to take the day off? Is it a day that needs to be full of activity, or do you just need it to be low key for yourself as well? And so just kind of knowing that about yourself and having a plan I think will help too.
You mentioned something earlier, Christy, that I see real important right now, and that is reconnect with your kid, your child, you know, at the end of the day. So when that school bus pulls up, that reconnect part happens with you and your child. And that's a good time to talk about what happened that day, how they're feeling, and welcome them home.
Yeah, absolutely. I think some kids might be on overload after that first day, especially. So be aware of that. You might ask them, how was their day? And they're like,
fine.
Fine. Or they might sort of stare at you like... And it's not them necessarily not wanting to share information. It's could just be literally they can't put anything to words yet. And they need some time. I think for a lot of kids, they almost need you to be like, I'm glad to see you. Let's get home and have a snack. Have a snack. And then maybe ask about their day when you get to dinner time. After they've had some downtime, they've gotten to relax a little bit. Because they might have a little bit more to share with you by the time you get to that point in the day.
Well, we're coming up on a break right now, so continue to enjoy the dawn of another beautiful day. We'll be right back with more When Things Aren't Going Well right here on 1360 AM, 94.9 FM, KSCJ.
Let's face it, it happens to all of us. However, the pandemic has compounded all of our lives and activities. Even the simplest tasks seem harder. Hi, I'm Brenda Geisinger, the Chief Operating Officer at the Boys and Girls Home and Family Services. Family Services is a United Way partner agency serving children and families of our community, and we're here to help. If you'd like to learn more about Family Services, please contact us via email, website, Facebook, or phone Mary Pickens. At Family Services, we change lives.
Welcome back to When Things Aren't Going Well on KSCJ. Here's Art Silva.
Welcome back to When Things Aren't Going Well. I'm Art Silva, along with Brenda Geisinger and our guest, Christy Spicer. Let's continue our discussion on preparing for the new school year. Okay, let's change our focus and discuss the start of college. Christy?
Yeah, so, you know, you've gotten your child through high school, right? Everyone celebrates. You got them through that. And then a lot of students make decisions to head off to a four-year college, a community college, or a two-year something, a trade school, right? So they're ready to go. A lot of times then they're leaving home to go live somewhere else as well. And so I think it can be a really exciting time, kind of a scary time for both the child, but also the parent. But really recognizing it's kind of their next phase of life is getting started. And we really should be celebrating that in lots of ways.
You know, preparing for college, we have a role as a parent. What should we be doing as parents getting our children ready for college?
Well, hopefully you've kind of been doing that since they were, what?
Okay, here we go. We're going today.
2 days old, maybe, right? And I joke about it, but not really, right? Because you've been working as parents to instill your values, to teach them responsibility, to teach them all those life skills along the way, right? So you don't, hopefully you haven't gone, oh my gosh, they graduated from high school. It's May 31st. They're going to college here on August 10th. I only have this amount of time to teach them everything they know. Hopefully you've already been teaching a lot of these things. And so remember that you've been doing a good job. You've been working hard with them. And so don't sell yourself short that you haven't already been doing a lot of the things that they needed to be learning from you as you were approaching that day.
So this is where parents have to step up right now and understand that college process, translate it, and then be able to help your child. You can ask them the questions that they should know answers for. At least you can highlight the topics that they need to be aware of that might be new to them. So I think getting ready, it's exciting. It's anxious as a parent. Move-in day. Try not to cry. And I just think there's a lot going on in a person's life, taking that new step in their life. I'm on my own.
Mm-hmm.
Kids in high school and in middle school, they come home. I'm on my own. Mm-hmm. And that can be among your own siblings, your own children, that can be an issue.
Mm-hmm. It's really this balancing of them being independent, but yet still wanting you to be a parent, other than opening up your wallet. And getting them to learn how to think ahead and prepare. So do you have, you know, for example, the medicines that you need if you have a cold or a headache? What are you going to do about this? Do you know the campus map? What are you going to do about safety? And asking them questions, but letting them come up with solutions, and then you can have a discussion. And where do you go from there?
Mm-hmm. Well, how important is the roommate?
What? Well, you know, it's important. I think the roommate is important, but I also think that, you know, going off and having that roommate for the first time is an incredible time to grow as a person. You learn so many things. And so, and remember that this person doesn't have to be your best friend. Right? The roommate does not have to be your best friend. Right. It doesn't have to be a person that you want to eat any meals with, right? It just has to be a person that you can sleep in the same space with.
And that's, right? Wait a minute. Wait, now, Christy, on that one, I wouldn't make it, you know, because I would kind of like bring my roommates going to do everything. We're going to have a ball. And have my back.
Which is okay. You can also have that with a roommate. You can also have that.
It compromises you sometimes, but what the heck?
Yeah, but I think it just, it's that it you don't have to be best friends, right? But you can be best friends, right?
Yes.
You know, I know some people that when they go off to college, that first person that they're roommates with who they never met, you know, before that first day, they're roommates for the entire college experience and then continue to be friends after. Those experiences happen. And then there's also the ones where like, well, that was a semester and I have done everything I need to do to have a different roommate. Those things come up, but I think that those are good life skills that, and people will learn and navigate through those things.
Well, I was playing ball in college, so I'd come home different hours. And my roommate, I love the guy, Eddie Chakro. Eddie, if you're in a listening area and you hear this, give me a call. I doubt it. But Eddie Chakro was my roommate. I called him Eddie Lysol. He would spray everything in the room, the phone, everything. I said, this is 1968. It wasn't COVID or anything. He was just one of those germophobic kind of guys. It didn't work. But we split in a nice way. Eddie, you got to find a new roommate. You know this, and you work it out. Mm-hmm. But I like to find like people that I know I'm going to be with, like interests. I'm a social person, and it's really tough when you get someone that really doesn't want to give back to you. And so those are adjustments, and I only bring it up because a lot of times I've heard discussions on roommates, mm-hmm. and it hasn't been good. It can be the trying thing, or it can be the excuse why I don't want to go or do this, et cetera. So there's a lot of, got to get through the weeds there and find out what the real issue is with kids and their roommates.
Yeah, and I think that, you know, parents have an opportunity to help their children kind of through that and help navigate it and not necessarily solve it for them. I think kids going off to college, you know, parents get to take on some different roles with them when they are living elsewhere. And parents can become more like mentors and or coaches, if you kind of can think of it that way. So you don't have to solve all their problems for them. It's an opportunity for them to figure some things out and how are they going to do it. And you can be there to support them, lead them, guide them, but not always going in and trying to solve the problems for them.
Something that has really changed in just in the last few years is campus safety. Any comments on campus safety?
I think it's what every parent wants to know about, right?
I think it's critical. I mean, just to be aware of it, what is offered, and that you have that discussion. If there is a safety concern, what do you do? How do you address it? Where do you go? What are the safety nets that the campus has in place? It's just critical you have that conversation and know the ins and outs of what's offered and what you can do and how to keep yourself safe.
So and well, too, I think about, like, you know, what facilities are available as far as like physically taking care of yourself. Is there a campus doctor, campus nurse or health center or something like that, too?
Mental health
services. And how do you access those? You know, I think everyone has different things that they would want to make sure they understand and know about before they go in for that first day on campus. And, you know, most places do a really good job with orientation and sharing all of that stuff. So as a parent, go to those orientations that are offered for parents, because then you know what you need to know as your child might be coming to you. But also encourage your child to go to those orientation activities as well. Not only do they get to meet people and start to form their own friendships being in this new place, but they also get to learn those things that are going to be valuable to them throughout their time on that campus.
Brenda, I got a question for you. And I think every parent at home that's had a kid come home for college, what are the new rules, huh? What do you find out? Now they're home for the first time and they've been living on their own.
Yeah, it's a readjustment of their back, and they're used to living on their own, and now you're back together, and they want you to be, per se, a mom again, do my laundry, do my dishes. So it's an adjustment, whether it's a short break that they have or it's for the summer. And again, it's just navigating and having those conversations. This is what I'm going to do. These are my expectations. Yeah, you're not in college and you don't get to stay out till 4 a.m. and come home and make a mess. Mm-hmm. Some families may be okay with that. But again, you're re-cohabitating and you got to figure that out.
It's something that, you know, is there. We all handle it differently, but it has to be addressed.
I think one thing, too, to plan for that first visit home is, when is that first visit home going to be? I oftentimes, when I'm working with a college-bound individual, I say, don't come home the first weekend. You need to stay there the first weekend. And I think it's good for everybody, even though sometimes that first weekend might be Labor Day weekend. So it's a holiday and you got an extra day. But I encourage, get settled, right? Because you are going to feel some probably homesickness, right? And your parents are probably going to be like, I want my baby back. A lot of parents will want their baby back, right? But I think staying helps set some tones for that hopefully you're going to have a life there as well. And it's not just going to be this back and forth all the time.
This has been a great discussion this morning. I really enjoyed it. Christy, thank you for sharing your expertise. Brenda, thank you. We're coming up to the end of our show for this week, and we want to leave you with a little humor for your mental wellness. So here's our weekly joke. Parent, what happened at school today? Child, in class, we played a guessing game. Parent, but I thought you had a math exam. Child, that's right. Thank you, Brenda. Thank you, Christy. And also thanks to our listening audience. Shout out to all football fans. The Hall of Fame game starts the NFL exhibition season. Next is college football. Be still, my heart. We'll be back next Saturday morning at 7 a.m. right here on 1360 AM, 94.9 FM, KSCJ, when we will host our first annual radio job fair. Boys and Girls Home and Family Services is a great place to work, and we have immediate openings, so tune in. We might have a new position for you. Your homework this week is to go out and have a good laugh. It's good for the soul. Have a great week, and may the sun shine on you.
Happy trails to you until we meet again. Happy trails to you. Keep smiling until then. Happy trails to you till we meet.
For more information on the services provided by Boys and Girls Home and Family Services, see them online at boysandgirlshomeiowa.org, or you can call 712-293-4700. To get more information about family services, residential treatment, the Opportunity School, the Siouxland Family Center, and more. At Boys and Girls Home and Family Services, we change lives.